When I was about 4 years old, I stood on my grandmother's balcony with my sister waiting to get a glimpse of the Queen as she drove by. It was 1994, and Queen Elizabeth was on her way to the Prince George campus to open the University of Northern BC. It was one of those big moments from my early childhood that stuck around in my memory, even though we only got a passing look as she went on her way up to Cranbrook Hill. Despite having no real concept of what a monarchy was at the time, I can still remember the excitement of having the Queen visit my hometown. We stood on the balcony and frantically waved as her car brigade passed by. I'm sure a lot of people have better memories than I do of that day, but it stands out to me as a significant moment considering years later, I'd end up graduating from UNBC myself and could recall the very beginnings of the university. While I'm not much of a monarchist, I can't deny having a fascination with the royals for a majority of my life, and it may have begun at that moment. It is slightly embarrassing to admit this, but my interest in the royal family is to the point where whenever one of my friends or family spots a royal-related item at a thrift store or gift shop, they'll buy it for me. I now have more royal family merchandise than I'd ever thought possible, including commemorative teacups, tin canisters, books, and even a vintage record of Charles and Diana's wedding. I remember a few years after the Queen's visit to Prince George, I was watching television with my sister when the breaking news announcement cut in to inform us of Princess Diana's death. It's another one of those, I remember where I was when, moments like when I watched the news coverage of 9/11 before school that morning. I think the death of Queen Elizabeth will be another moment where people remember where they were or what they were doing when they heard the news. While I've spent my life keeping up with the royal news and am saddened at the death of Queen Elizabeth, I also want to reflect on her reign with the nuance it deserves. Despite being fascinated by the British royal family since I was a young child, I have grown to develop complicated feelings towards the monarchy, especially in an era of truth and reconciliation. In the wake of Queen Elizabeth's death, I also think we will begin to see questions regarding the relevancy of having a monarchy in the 21st century resurface. Should it even continue to exist at all, especially in Canada and other Commonwealth nations? Queen Elizabeth has been a consistent presence in our society, and her death will mean significant change. Not only will the Commonwealth see a new king and the face on our money will change, but I think the stability of the monarchy as an institution will face new challenges as these questions arise. While it's sad to see a beloved 96-year-old woman who had a love for monochromatic outfits and corgis die, the ramifications of the British Empire and its colonial legacy are something people in Canada and throughout the Commonwealth are still overcoming. I don't think the British Empire's colonial violence should be swept under the rug when remembering the royals who die, and I think having these nuanced conversations about the monarchy's colonial legacy in Canada is important, especially as the monarchy, as an institution, enters a new chapter following the Queen's death. Whether you support the royal family or not, it is undeniable that Queen Elizabeth was the definition of an era, and her reign will bookend not only a huge chapter in our history but, for many of us, in our own lives as well. My royal fascination will undoubtedly continue now that Queen Elizabeth has died, and despite my fond memories and merchandise collection, I'm going to try and continue to see the whole picture. Hannah Peterson is a reporter at the Prince George Citizen.